WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming
ABC
on the
News
Civic Media
I'm Phil
app.
Lipoff. Now the congressional leaders have a framework to raise the debt limit. The House Rules Committee will review details later today and vote whether to advance the bill for a full vote. But ABC's Jay O'Brien says it could be a tough sell for hardline Republicans and progressive Democrats.
The focus here is on moderates, particularly moderate Democrats, whose votes will have to offset any Republicans that go against this deal and vote against it on Wednesday.
The deadline is June 5th. Today, President Biden is remembering his son, Beau, who died 8 years ago from brain cancer. He and the First Lady attended a memorial mass in Delaware. In Hollywood Beach, Florida, police are searching for the suspected gunman who fired shots into a crowd last night on the boardwalk, sending more than a half dozen people to the hospital. In Davenport, Iowa, the building that suddenly collapsed Sunday is set to be demolished. 9 people were rescued in the past few days, and 2 people are still missing. This is ABC News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton vows to fight the ethics allegations against him, calling the move to impeach him a politically motivated scam.
Hours before the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton rallied supporters of then-President Trump.
The message goes on, we will not quit fighting.
On Monday, Paxton supporters, many wearing MAGA hats, rallied behind him.
We all love Ken Paxton around these parts, right?
Yeah!
As for the 5 Republican state lawmakers who voted to impeach fellow GOP member Paxton,
they are out. They're out. I'm sorry. I will be walking against every single one of them.
Paxton's trial in the Texas Senate on ethics violations begins in August. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Heat won Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals in Boston, 103-84, and avoided becoming the first team in league history to blow a 3-0 series lead. The Heat take on the Denver Nuggets in the final, Game 1, Thursday night. Phil Lipoff, ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Home sales are down in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April are down 32.5% compared to last year, largely due to a lack of inventory. And that means it remains a seller's market, with buyers facing plenty of competition and high prices. In order to get back to a more balanced state, Wisconsin would have to add 21,000 listings, more than double the number that are currently for sale. If you're going to be visiting state parks in Wisconsin this weekend, you may want to stop at less popular destinations. The DNR says it's expecting big crowds over the long weekend at Devil's Lake State Park. Alternatives include Mirror Lake, Governor Dodge, Natural Bridge State Park, Pike Lake, and the Great Sauk Trail. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
I saw a door, I saw a goal, I saw a goal, I saw a goal.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No? Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the noon hour of As Goes Wisconsin, and we are very excited. Well, I'm very excited because he's been on the show before, but I wasn't actually here when he was on. But Representative Evan Goyke, welcome to back to As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you for having me back.
And so, actually, I think the last time I saw you was at Bird on a Wire for Lou Anne Bird's fundraiser, which was wonderful, back in October. And I think you said, you're like, when am I getting back on the show? So sorry it took so long.
That's okay. I'm available. That was the coolest political event I've ever been to, though. That remains... Just that was a special night.
It was to be a part of it. Yes, I totally agree. The music was so good. It was very Milwaukee. It was very uplifting. She is just a special human in general. And yeah, I was really happy that I got to be there for that. But and you were also on Earl's show today, so it's a big Civic Media Day for you.
Yeah, I should have just moved in and hung out at the studio all day. But I'm a little bit more efficient.
Welcome anytime.
We have free snacks. You could have eaten breakfast for free. But all right. Well, so I gotta say, it was funny because we were talking about a potential bipartisan bill about nurses at the top of the show today, and you're like, whenever there's bipartisanship, we're like, yay, bipartisanship, because often there's not. And no one probably knows that better than you, who's been in the assembly for 12 years, going on 12 years?
Yeah, 11, going on 12. Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm surprised that you have as much hair as you have and that it's not gray.
It's gray now.
It isn't gray.
It's getting gray. Yeah, it's getting there.
Because you, being on the Joint Finance Committee, are at a lot of the center of a lot of the fights that are happening. And in fact, I actually made a video about one of your righteous, totally justified, but righteous anger moments last week when your mic got cut off talking about not even passing paid leave and putting it in the budget, just studying it. Just studying paid leave. And you brought up, what did you bring up? And then we're going to play the clip.
Yeah, well, you know, I hit a sore spot because the Republican governor in the fall, Tim Michels, the candidate for governor, embraces this policy. You know, the Republicans have spent 50 years trying to end Roe versus Wade, and then they did. And now they have no idea what to do. They are absolutely lost about what comes next. And so some Republicans like Tim Michels have embraced paid family medical leave when somebody has a child. And so I just reminded them of their candidate's position in the fall. And that must have made Senator Howard Markline really mad. And So he shut me up by muting my microphone, which has never happened to me.
But then
before.
He turned it back on, and you had one of the best mic drop moments. I don't know. Did you practice that speech, or did that just come to you?
That was no idea that the day was going to unfold like that. So that was completely winging it.
All right. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Record to show that the Republican nominee for governor this past fall supported publicly paid family leave.
Representative McGuire.
It's not an encouragement to not work. You don't get it if you don't work. You don't get paid time off if you're unemployed. Time off from what?
Representative.
I'm responding to my colleague. And Mr. Chair, you have cut me up. You can turn off my microphone all you want. You can silence the debate and have procedural motions. You guys have buried your head in the sand on this issue. You lost in November. You got trounced in April. The more you silence us, the more you turn off my microphone, the more elections you're going to lose.
Boom!
Cut me down and I will return five times what I was before. This from Star Wars or something, right? That's Obi-Wan.
Did it feel good to get that off your chest?
Well, yeah, it always feels good to get something like that off your chest. But I want to, I guess it's appropriate to thank Senator Howard Markline for what he did, because in response, more people are learning about the actual policy.
Yep.
I mean, remember, a speech feels good, but we lost.
Yeah.
Right. The more important thing is making progress towards enacting public policy that will help hundreds of thousands of families in Wisconsin. So I am grateful that he got very upset and turned off my microphone and got me really upset so that I could yell a lot so that we could have this conversation about how creating what is in essence an insurance program. It's much like unemployment compensation or Social Security, where workers can earn and set aside their a portion of their wages, and employers pay a small amount as well, so that when people grow their family or get sick or care for a loved one, they can do so with paid time off. It's a hugely important policy.
I totally agree, and you're right. I mean, sometimes that is the march towards actually getting something done, is just the continued awareness over it, and a viral video helps.
That's exactly right. And the more that gets spread, and the more, you know, it really isn't about yelling or having a mic muted. It's about the Republicans' unwillingness to actually have a policy debate about what they have fought and got a policy where women have to give birth if they're pregnant. So what's our responsibility after that? What do we do now in a post-Dobbs world? And, you know, some Republicans support this policy, and, you know, as a Democrat, I do too. So let's go. Let's get it done.
I totally agree. Well, one of the things we've talked a lot about this show, also having to do with having children, which is not dead yet, unless you have an update for us, is the Child Care Counts program and potentially having some funding in the state budget to ensure that we just stay at the status quo, let alone help where we're at with childcare. And as I've talked about on this show many times, this is an issue that is going to become very immediate and personal for me very soon. And I still need to get on some wait lists. But where are we as far as any updates that you can say, as far as how are Republicans at least understanding the childcare situation?
Somewhat.
Okay.
On a Thursday. So that the clip you played was from Tuesday of last week. Then Thursday we had a debate really around childcare, and there was some commentary that was at least signaled that some Republicans understand that there needs to be a state involvement and subsidy to keep childcare centers open. There were also some words exchanged that gives me an indication that they're not going to meet the mark set by the governor. The governor has, in his proposed budget, allocated $340 million. And so I think you're starting to see Republicans are going to do something. That something probably will not meet the need, and it probably will not, you know, fall short of the governor's mark. But, you know, I guess a step forward is positive. And
yeah.
And just as an additional indicator, when the budget debate began, the Republicans on Joint Finance removed over 500 items that, you know, can't come back up again. One of those was paid leave, which is why Senator Markline turned off my microphone. But interestingly, child care counts was not on that list.
Yeah,
it was not removed in that initial wave. And so that means it may indicate action on it at a later date.
We're talking to State Representative Evan Gwecki of the Milwaukee area about kind of just state budget stuff in general and the sausage making process that he is privy to. So I guess, because we've talked about that a fair amount as far as the 500 different issues that will not be included in the budget, besides that child care is still alive, depending on how much will actually be allocated towards it, what other issues are still alive that you think there's some bipartisan agreement on?
Well, you know, I think we have to increase funding for our public schools. Yep. The last budget gave a $0 increase in spendable money. And I think there's a recognition across the aisle that that has to happen. This coming Thursday, we're part of our agenda is on the Public Service Commission, which administers broadband expansion grants. So I think, you know, historically there's been some bipartisanship there. As also Thursday is debates about our building, what's called the capital budget, the state building plan. And that largely centers around our University of Wisconsin campuses. And the governor's suggested we put a lot of this one-time surplus cash into building these buildings, essentially buying a house but not having a mortgage. And the Republicans have indicated some support to that. And I'm hopeful that they'll follow the governor's lead, put a large amount of one-time cash into these building projects, and we'll have a more robust building budget than we've had in the last couple of budgets.
And then the final question, we only have like two or three minutes before commercial. So, but where are we? Any updates on shared revenue? I know as of last week, it was then Robin Voss saying we are done negotiating this bill. Devin Lebihue saying maybe not. You're obviously not in the Senate, but any updates as far as continued negotiations there?
Yeah, I from everything that I've heard last week in the halls of the Capitol, I'm no longer kind of at the table because, as you mentioned, I'm in the Assembly and the bill's in the Senate. But yeah, my understanding is that conversations are continuing to happen. I think the earliest the Senate is in to vote would be June 7. And so what we'll have to really watch this week is, does the committee take a vote on the bill?
Okay.
And does that next process take place? They had a hearing last week. They have to actually vote on it. That's often where bills are amended. And so, you know, I think you can expect Senate action in the next week to 10 days. But from everything that I have heard and been party to, you know, progress continues on the bill.
And as a Milwaukee representative, for where the bill's at right now, what's been negotiated so far, what still is up in the air, what's kind of the best case scenario for Milwaukee coming out of this bill?
My best case scenario is that the majority party in the legislature backs away from some of the unique treatments of how we self-govern, things that we can and cannot spend our money on under the bill, diversity, equity, inclusion, changes to the police and fire commission, the streetcar, public schools. You know, there are additional strings attached in the bill that are unique to Milwaukee that are not put on any other unit of government. So the more we could, the more the deal for Milwaukee resembles how every other unit of government in Wisconsin is treated under the bill, the better for me. This is just reducing the amount of kind of the strings or the micromanaging or the changes on how we self-govern, the better.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but Representative Evan Gwecki will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. And now,
come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
Connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 85 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jade Matinair. What was the...
That's from Star Wars.
I know it's from Star Wars.
Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting with Darth Vader.
Who's Darth Vader in this and who's Obi-Wan?
Yeah, this is important distinction. A little nervous.
Our representative is Obi-Wan.
Of course. Our representative, Evan Goyke.
Please.
And our guest, our esteemed guest.
I'm done. Can I be done now? This is it. I have reached the pinnacle of my political career.
I do love...
It's done. I'm done.
Because there's a certain Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who also likes to use Star Wars imagery and metaphors, but on the flip side, that I think the side that the three of us find ourselves on. And so, you know, it really can be used of who you have to specify. You have to specify who is Darth Vader, because depending on who's setting up the metaphor, it could be different. All right. Like I said,
Thank you, Jane.
Our guest for this half hour is Representative Evan Goyke. And we're talking about budget stuff, shared revenue stuff, which, you know, is shared revenue is non-budgetary because it was taken out and it is a separate bill, even though it feels... It has a lot to do with everyone's budget and every municipality's budget, but it is outside of the budget, right, Goyke?
Yeah, it is. And it will, the bill also directs, we still have to do a bunch of things on joint finance through the budget in order to make the things in the budget happen. So it is outside, but only on paper.
Only on paper.
It really is a budget document. Yeah.
So then, but also remind me, so one of the other items that was in Governor Evers' proposed budget, but I think is also now a separate bill, is American Family Field, right?
Correct. Yeah, so the governor had recommended taking just under $300 million and basically investing it, setting it in a trust to grow over the next couple of years so that when the stadium needs maintenance or new dollars for projects, they could pull from that trust. The Republicans took that out. They do not have a plan really yet to show the world, but they think that it should be a blend of the state, the locals, and potentially the team paying for the stadium. So that is a really big question mark. Ball is definitely in the Republicans' court right now on what the next steps are for the future of that deal, the future of the Brewers and AmFam Field. And you know, there's been a lot publicly out this last week from Major League Baseball and from the Brewers about just, you know, what the stakes are. And, you know, we will see. Negotiations are taking place. What the details are, I don't think anyone knows, because the Republicans haven't put them on paper. They haven't introduced it as a budget motion or a bill yet. So, you know, more to come on that. That is a big item that's kind of left out there hanging without resolution.
And do you have... What do you think? Like, what do you think would be the best deal as far as striking the striking the difference between taxpayers paying more money or keeping the brewers, or kind of like what are the different trade-offs that you're looking at?
I think losing the brewers is a big loss for the state of Wisconsin and for Milwaukee. It would be a shame to see them go. There's really good math behind the governor's proposal. And I know, look, if you put the money in a bank account now and it can grow over time, we basically get $440 million worth of future repairs for $290 million today. And if we pay for it on an ongoing basis, the costs will escalate. We know that fixing the roof 10 years from now will cost different than it would cost today. And I'm concerned that we are going to end up paying more for the same amount of repairs and maintenance and improvements than if we just put the money away. We still have $6.9 billion surplus. So let's just use some of it. It's not a small amount of money, but I do support the governor's position in large part because it's the cheapest way to ensure the team is here for the next 20 minutes or 20 years.
Or maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, or maybe 20 minutes. Let's hope not. The next 2 years or more. And frankly, it just takes all the question mark out of it, right? It just let's wrap it up and get them to yes and put the whole thing in a posture moving forward that's resolved.
And that's actually interesting. You're the first one who's said it in that plain of language as far as like, let's take advantage of compound interest and the high interest rates we have right now because the Fed keeps trying to slow down inflation and actually be able to use this money in perpetuity, but for a while. And I don't know if that part of his deal is advertised as much as far as why that kind of is smart math.
It's the nerdiest, wonkiest part of the deal, but just think about it. We have a lot of cash now. This could be a one-time expenditure. Put it in the bank, lock it up. By the time the brewers start drawing down $290 million's a lot more than I have in any kind of bank account.
What?
You know, so no. At the interest,
you've been in the legislature for 11 years. You're not a millionaire yet?
Yeah. I'm not a millionaire yet. No, I am. Yeah, it's pretty rough here in the assembly. But no, it is the smartest financial way to solve the problem in my estimation, because it actually it takes advantage of the power of compound interest.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're gonna have to have you back as these negotiations progress and develop. But then also, because we didn't even get to touch on the fact that you're gonna be running for a different office next year, and so we'll have to have you back to talk about city attorney. We'll have you back in a shorter period of time than the last time I saw you. I promise.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not wait 6 months. I would love to come back. I'm a candidate for city attorney in April of 2024 in the city of Milwaukee. So would love to come back and talk about that important election.
That very important election, because that's. Oy, that office right now. All right, different topic, different day. Representative Evan Goyke, thank you for coming on and spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you both.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, would you get a brain chip? I don't know. Depends on what it would do, but I'm leaning towards yes. We'll ask that question when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Phil Lipoff. Now that congressional leaders have a framework to raise the debt limit, the House Rules Committee will review details later today and vote whether to advance the bill for a full vote. But ABC's Jay O'Brien says it could be a tough sell for hardline Republicans and progressive Democrats.
The focus here is on moderates, particularly moderate Democrats, whose votes will have to offset any Republicans that go against this deal and vote against it on Wednesday.
The deadline is June 5th. Today, President Biden is remembering his son, Beau, who died 8 years ago from brain cancer. He and the First Lady attended a memorial mass in Delaware. In Hollywood Beach, Florida, police are searching for the suspected gunman who fired shots into a crowd last night on the boardwalk, sending more than a half dozen people to the hospital. In Davenport, Iowa, the building that suddenly collapsed Sunday is set to be demolished. 9 people were rescued in the past few days, and 2 people are still missing. This is ABC News.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only 1 fish.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Authorities still aren't saying why a train jumped the tracks in Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo Sunday. Nobody was hurt, and nothing in the derailed cars was a threat to public safety. Last we knew, authorities were still trying to track down who owns the derailed cars. Lawmakers this week will debate whether Wisconsin taxpayers should chip in $2 million toward the cost of Green Bay hosting the NFL draft in 2 years. Packers president Mark Murphy says he hasn't heard much opposition to the request.
No, I mean, it's economic development. It's going to help. It's going to benefit the state. You know, it's good for everybody.
Murphy was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee Sunday. 250,000 visitors are expected. The total statewide economic impact could be $94 million. In sports, the Brewers host Toronto tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
At Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. $10 rewards plays up to four times a day. Come in June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike, along with five cash consolation winners. Roar into summer at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. It's Dad's turn to be celebrated at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, Sunday, June 18th. Dad's received $10 rewards play after earning 25 slot points up to four times. They also are eligible to win hourly drawings for gifts fit for all fathers. Bust out your boards and start warming up. Ho-Chunk Amitakusa will be having a co-ed cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team and now open at the Rewards Club booth. Be one of the 32 teams to receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Only at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 85 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
a lot of skin in this game, but if I have any, as
cheer for
Jimmy Butler, sure.
Okay,
but the thing is, because then after it was the Sixers. They lost. They beat the Sixers because then Doc Rivers was also fired, and that was the joke of like Miami Heat's coming for everybody's coach. But I say that as a segue because the Milwaukee Bucks have hired a new coach.
Oh, they hired him.
Well, they're set to hire.
Okay,
set to hire Adrian Griffin as their new head coach. He'll be the 17th head coach in franchise history, and this follows a 23-day search following the dismissal of Mike Budenholzer.
Who was so gracious on the way out.
He really was.
He was. It was just, if you're going to end a relationship, that's the way to do it, man. Class act.
Not like Dan Kelly?
Exactly.
It was basically the opposite.
The complete opposite.
The two spectrums of how to say goodbye.
And how to lose.
Yeah. Dan Kelly on what really never to do and never to be heard from again. And Bud, Coach Bud, being like just a class act.
All the way.
And he is selling his house. If anyone has an extra $7 million and you want to buy a house,
I'll search for it.
That is what his house is listed as.
Okay.
And
River Hills?
Probably.
Yeah.
That area. I mean, a $7 million house in Wisconsin is a pretty impressive house.
I would certainly.
There's not a ton
so.
Of property that is like multi-millions of dollars.
I mean, we have
is
some.
There's some, but there's not a lot.
Lake Geneva area, you know, there are pockets. But yeah, $7 million should get you quite a bit of real estate.
Go pretty far in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Griffin returns to Milwaukee. He was actually an assistant coach.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he spent the last five seasons as an assistant coach in Toronto, where he was part of the championship team that won in the 2018-2019 season.
Okay.
And he's 48 years old and he began his coaching career in Milwaukee.
I like that.
So yeah, so he's coming back.
He already knows the culture, he already knows the town, he's familiar-ish.
Yeah, he was here in 2008 and he was part of the a three-team trade on August 13th, which also brought Luke Ridenour and Damon Jones to Milwaukee. He began his coaching career in Milwaukee, yeah, but never played again. I'm confused on the wording of this. This is from Journal Sentinel. But anyways.
We're going to have a coach.
Today is an off day. It's almost like we just had a three-day weekend.
Well, and there's that. And I think a lot of people are still off.
Do you think so?
Oh, when I was driving in this morning, it was Deadsville on the roads. So I think a lot of people are. Still on vacation.
My brain is still on vacation, apparently.
Well, and you're expecting, so
we're just going to keep blaming that. All right. Well, we do have a very fun third hour. No sour, haha. Fun time. Power hour, of which we only have four left.
Right.
Because a week from yesterday, on June 5th, we are changing schedules. We are going to be starting at 10 and going till noon. Instead of being 11 to 2 every day. And so, no sour, haha, fun time, power hour is going to be condensed, maybe called something else.
Right.
But
we'll still do fun things.
You know, we got to condense a lot into 2 hours after being at 3 hours since August. And so, but coming up in the last hour, we are going to be talking to the Experience MKE podcast guys, Steve Glenn and Adam Jarosz. Are here in studio, and they have a really big announcement.
Oh, yay.
So if you live in the Milwaukee area, if you ever visit Milwaukee, you're definitely want to tune in for this. And then at 1:30, we are going to be talking to Jake Newborn of the Wisconsin Bike Fed, talking about Wisconsin Bike Week, which is next week. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The ones you see on the bubblegum cards. Me and homeboy would go one-on-one. cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
They're playing basketball.
The ball, y'all.
They love that basketball.
The pill, the pill, the pill.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk.
ABC News, I'm Phil Lee.